Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Kuku Radio, and this is Yuki here for you today. 欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Yuki。今天的节目呢，想要跟大家一起来聊的一个小话题，就是如何克服你的不自信，怎么样才能够做到自信一点呢？今天我们一起来分享到的是第五个小 tips， collect compliments and testimonials. Collect compliments and testimonials. 收集祝贺和顾客的感言。其实呢，相关的一些祝贺和一些感言呢，还是非常的有必要的。If you are working on a long-term goal, chances are that you've had some nice comments from other people.
如果说你的目标是长期的话呢，你将很有可能从别人那里获得一些良好的评价。
Perhaps your friend told you how great you look now, that you have lost a few pounds.
也许呢，你的朋友告诉你，因为少了几磅肉，现在的你呢，看上去多么的棒。
Or your first clients raved about what a great job you did for them.
或者说你的第一批顾客对你表示感激，说你为他们提供了一份多么了不起的工作。
Okay. Make sure you keep any encouraging words that you hear. Make sure you keep any encouraging words that you hear.
确保你保留了所有你听到的鼓励的言语。
Write down what your friends say. Save all those thank you emails. Post your testimonials on your website for the world to read.
收集所有表示感谢的邮件，在网上写下顾客的感言，让全世界的人呢都可以看到。
All of these positive, encouraging voices will help to quiet the demons of self-doubt.
所有这些积极的行动，鼓励的声音呢，能够帮助你更加的自信。
所以呢， look through your emails for any positive feedback and print it out.
所以呢，翻出邮件中所有积极的一些反馈，而且呢，打印出来吧。
Okay, that's all about our today's Kuku Radio.
以上就是今天的 Kuku 电台，我们想来聊的一个小话题，如何克服你的不自信。今天起来分享到的是第五个小 tips， 收集祝贺和顾客的感言。
Okay, thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.